NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. BP has started pumping a heavy mud mixture into its blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico. As Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports, it's the first of two steps designed to kill the well.
BP Vice President Kent Wells says testing show the well is stable enough to withstand the pressure required to push oil back into the reservoir.
The injectivity test was textbook. It went exactly as we would have expected. We pumped at several different rates.
Even if it works, retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says it's not the end of the process to kill the well.
Filling that with mud and then filling that with cement is the only solution to the end of this, and there should be no ambiguity about that. I'm the National Incident Commander, and that's the way this will end. It will be end with the relief wells being drilled.
A relief well is expected to permanently plug the well later this month. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Polls have just closed in Missouri, where the federal health care overhaul faces its first official popularity test. As Matt Sepik of St. Louis Public Radio reports, voters there are deciding whether to opt out of mandatory health care insurance.
The measure's conservative backers want to deny the government authority to penalize citizens for refusing to purchase private health insurance. The vote's largely symbolic because federal law generally supersedes state laws, but it's a direct challenge to President Obama's biggest policy accomplishment, and it has Democrats seeking re-election in November paying close attention. Similar referenda will appear on ballots in at least three other states this fall, and five legislatures have already passed health care opt-out measures. Opponents of the federal health insurance overhaul hope all this state-level action will aid their challenges in court. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.
Another round of killings in Iraq today. At least 12 people are dead after a car bomb exploded in an outdoor market in the mainly Shiite city of Kut, south of Baghdad. In the capital, gunmen linked to al-Qaeda killed five policemen at a security checkpoint. Pakistan's President Asif Ali Zardari says coalition forces in Afghanistan are losing against the Taliban because they haven't won Afghan hearts and minds. In an interview with a French newspaper, Zardari also said the Taliban has the ability to wait. Meanwhile, Karachi, Pakistan's commercial center and largest city, is virtually shut down after a wave of rioting overnight killed at least 45 people. Ethnic tensions boiled over after a prominent provincial lawmaker was killed yesterday. The National Association of Realtors says pending sales of existing homes fell more than 2.5% in June, and that dampened the mood on Wall Street. The Dow was down 38, closing at 10,636. The Nasdaq lost 11 points to close at 2283. The S&P was off 5. This is NPR. U.S. auto sales rose in July. General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler saw 5% gains. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports the increases are another sign that domestic automakers are on the mend.
Last July, the federal Cash for Clunkers program was in full swing. That makes an increase this July especially notable. Don Johnson is head of U.S. sales for General Motors. His company also celebrated one full year of post-bankruptcy operation in July.
We know that it's tempting to compare this new company to the old one, but quite frankly, after a full year, we're really beyond that. What matters to us most now is the performance of today's GM. And though we know we have a lot of work to do, we are making good progress.
Still, car companies could sell only 11.5 million vehicles by year's end. That's a modest improvement over last year, when sales were at Depression-era levels. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
The number of obese people in the U.S. has grown more than 1% over the past 2 years. In a new study, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention calls it a major public health threat. Dr. Thomas Frieden is the CDC director.
Obesity has doubled in adults and tripled in children.
The CDC says more than 72 million Americans, or nearly 27%, are obese. Russian emergency officials say more than 300 fires have erupted over the past 24 hours, and while most have been extinguished, more than 500 wildfires continue to rage throughout the country. More than 150,000 firefighters and volunteers are battling the blazes. Officials say they need more. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.